This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations are on the rise in Colorado for the first time in a couple of months. Here's CPR's John Daly.
171 patients are hospitalized with confirmed COVID-19 cases. That's up 26 from the prior week and the first increase since late July, but it's still well below earlier peaks. The rate of positive tests is around 6%, but doesn't include most home rapid tests. The BA5 subvariant of Omicron makes up 9 out of 10 cases, according to the latest state data. With colder weather on the way, doctors advise Coloradans over 12 get the new COVID-19 booster, which targets the Omicron variant. It's available at pharmacies and clinics statewide. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Cases of avian flu are rising among poultry in Colorado. In one recent case, more than 1 million chickens were killed to reduce the spread of the flu. Avian flu is highly contagious, especially for ducks and geese. The Douglas County School Board rejected an attempt to require a 2/3 vote for revising board policy. That would have meant 5 votes on the divided 7-member board. One member said the change would encourage members to work together. But at a board meeting Tuesday, some members of the public called it a power grab. Jason Cassay.
If this board adopts a 2/3 vote supermajority over a simple majority, it will essentially set up a gridlock until the next election cycle.
5 of the directors spoke against the idea, and it died without a vote. Aspen Film is buying the site of its longtime home. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Aspen Film began in 1979 and is hosting its 43rd annual film fest this week. Following an agreement in 2007 with the city, the nonprofit has decided to purchase the ISIS theater space it was leasing. Now it will take ownership of the local landmark as it becomes the group's permanent exhibition home. Bowtie Theater Management, a commercial movie theater operator that does business in 5 states, will run the day-to-day business of the 4-screen complex. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org.